Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about spirituality, healing, energy, alternative medicine, higher levels of consciousness, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun way to nourish your spirit. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, welcome to everyone to the Transformation Cafe. We are live once again, greeting everybody. We've got our regular diners scooting up to the table, and we've got a guest chef in the house. We'll be introducing in a couple minutes. Mr. Jamie, how are you this evening? Mr. Jamie, are you there?
Oh, hello. I'm sorry. I was. This is Mr. Jamie, not paying attention, apparently, calling from Seattle, Washington, in the great state of Washington. Seattle, yes.
Yay, Washington State. And how is Washington tonight?
It's kind of muggy. It's okay.
Kind of muggy. Ooh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're so glad you joined us tonight. Miss Gloria, how are you this evening?
I am doing great. It's so good to be here tonight.
It's so great for you to be joining us. And how is it in beautiful San Diego tonight?
You know, it's a nice, very crisp evening.
Yeah, we're getting a little cooler weather down here, which is kind of interesting considering Seattle's kind of muggy. That's interesting because Southern California, we're actually kind of having a cool down, which is an interesting phenomenon for all of us. And I'm Robin Misevich, one of the regular diners and also your host here at the Transformation Cafe. Just really want to join everybody. We've got Mr. Al Diaz going to be coming on, and we really want to encourage anybody who wants to go ahead and join into the conversation. We're going to go ahead and be taking any kind of questions you might have. We'll have our chat room open. So we're going to be bringing him on. And let me go ahead and say, hey, Mr. Al, how are you tonight?
Phenomenal. And thank you for having me on your show. How are you doing?
Oh, doing really, really good. I think it's this kind of like an anniversary kind of a thing because Al was one of the people that really helped to make the Transformation Cafe happen. Back in, with 2008? I think it was in 2008 or 9. We had gotten together for a celebration of water in Long Beach, and he was one of the participants, and we wound up writing a book of a collection of all different kinds of chapters with all of us really kind of talking about our passions and what we really care about, as we did with the wonderful expo that we had put together. And he was one of the people that we took it to Hawaii, and because we were in Hawaii after we got done with an expo, we all were sitting around talking. I said, gosh, this kind of conversation would make really great radio, and here we are today, you know, 4 years later, and we're celebrating that. So thank you, Al. You were one of the motivators and inspirations for helping the Transformation Cafe to be in a being thing. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for the kind words, and also thank you for taking us down memory lane. yeah, I'm sure you're busy and I'm busy, and sometimes we kind of forget stuff. And as you were speaking, I was recollecting everything that has transpired, and it was bringing back fond memories. So thank you for the memory lane.
Yeah, very, very fond memories. And Miss Gloria is a great friend of Mr. Al as well. Gloria, do you want to say hi to Mr. Al?
Hi, Al!
How are you, Gloria? No, I just realized, wow, Gloria, how are you? It's been a while.
I know. It's been since the Leaders Causing Leaders up in north of L.A., was it? Just south of L.A.?
It was in Long Beach.
It was after Long Beach. It was the second conference, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You guys are making me think. Thanks.
Oh, my God. Let's not have anything like that happening. You know, it's crazy. Yeah, I can remember the last conversation, Gloria and I, we really had you on the ropes of a different kind of conversation we had going on, which was very, very fun. So Al's having a wonderful event that he has coming up. It's called Rewrite Your Story. And if you go to rewritestory.com / evolution - fest, it's fest, and with a capital F-E-S-T, you can go there and be able to look at the different stuff that he has going on. That's a .com, isn't it, Al? I want to make sure that's
yes,
a .com. When people, Okay, yes. For .com. So tell everybody about, you know, how did this thing get started and what's it all about? It's going to be happening from June 12th through the 14th here in the Los Angeles area. And I just think it's a really wonderful thing. He's got five dynamic people that are going to be a part of this event. It's going to be a three-day thing. So kind of talk about it. How did this get started and what's your motivation in inspiring people to want to be participating?
Well, okay, so really quick, let me tell you about the brand Rewrite Your Story, which launched in January. I connect with an individual last year, and actually about a year ago, and he reminded me a lot of myself 12, 15, 17 years ago. And he intellectually, you could put him on stage, and he intellectually can speak the verbiage or motivate or inspire an audience. But once he got off stage, for him to live and be what he just spoke about, he wasn't exactly fulfilling it. Not that he was not at living that way at all. It was like a roller coaster ride for him. So anyway, so I ended up, and this is his words, I ended up being his mentor. And as we started communicating more and more with each other, like I said, he reminded me a lot of myself years ago. And he had a vision that it was time for people like himself to wake up and see that there's other possibilities and realize that there's more ways than one in perspectives than what we are told or how we are brought up or what we accept through the media or peers or family, society, you know, whatever. And so we decided to launch Rewrite Your Story. And we're aiming, our niche market is 90% of the world population that doesn't even know that there's something else or there's something different or there's other possibilities other than what you've been told. You know, you speak, you know, there's people out there that go on stage or radio shows or books or everything, and they're basically talking to the choir. And some, you know, at different levels, obviously. Some people are just waking up or realizing there is something else to the other extreme that are fully aware and fully conscious. And we thought, you know what? What about the other 90% of the world population? You know, when are they going to realize there's something else? It took me 40 years personally to wake up. I thought the first 40 years of my life that was normal. I thought other people were luckier than I was. I thought other people were more blessed than I was. I thought great things happened for other people. I was on a crazy roller coaster ride until I woke up and decided to discover how humanity coexisted with life. And with all that being said, so we launched Rewrite Your Story in January, and then I decided, okay, well, we got all these practitioners from around the world that are providing their gifts and their philosophies and stuff to move humanity forward. And we were really stringent about who we accepted. It didn't mean we had to accept a modality, but we definitely had to see or proof that they are actually helping people to move forward in life. And so we have all these practitioners, and in around about a month after, like in February, I said, you know what, let's have an event. And so I reached out to all the practitioners of Rewrite Your Story, and I say, who wants to come to L.A.? And actually, there's seven of us, including me, there's seven of us total, and we all decided to have this event called Evolution Fest. And it's about evolving. We're not strictly going after the niche market that I just mentioned about people not being awake or not realizing there's a possibility. It's open to anybody and everybody, but the bottom line is to introduce to people that there is other possibilities for you to evolve. There is other possibilities for you to move forward. There is other possibilities for you to make progress and have success in all areas of your life, whether it's financial, emotional, mental, spiritual, and physical. And that's it, pretty much it.
Okay. And when I just wanted to, you've got the, if you go to the rewrite story / evolution Again, FEST, which is in capitals, FEST.com. There's an outline of the different things about, because it's different things that you're addressing here. You know, everybody on whatever level being feeling that you're being stuck in life and having that, you know, not being able to move forward. I think I just want to think about, you know, Einstein, when, you know, you keep doing the same thing over and over again and you're not going to get any new results. So, you know, something like this would, you know, sometimes we have to go into putting or dropping ourselves into some kind of a program or a workshop that can really help us, like it said, rewrite your story and helping people to just get out of that niche, get out of that mindset. And, you know, the second one here, this perfect segue, is ending that self-defeating patterns, because we get into these things and it's almost second nature. You don't even think about it anymore. So it's helping you to be able to move past those things and conquering your limitations. And so are people going to be walking across fire here when you say conquering limitations, Al?
How about walking on air? No, I'm just kidding.
Put them in a hot air balloon and let them jump. Okay.
No, actually, you know, okay, so what I love about this, and I just mentioned earlier about we got practitioners from around the world with different modalities. So if you look at the lineup, nobody's the same, and everybody's different, and everybody's going to approach, and again, so let me preface this. My belief, and I know it to be true, is that we already have the answers and the wisdom within us. We didn't come here, dumb and stupid to struggle. We came here to thrive and live. And I'm going to use myself as an example. It took me 40 years to realize that I already had the wisdom and the answers, and all I required was the guidance, you know, to remember. Well, so fast forward for this event, is there's seven people coming from different angles, and they're going to introduce to the audience different perspectives so that they can remember the answers and the wisdom that they came here with. There's going to be a lot of aha moments. There's going to be a lot of, like, wow. You know what, like when you're doing something or you hear something or somebody tells you something and you get this light bulb or this aha moment, like, I get it now. And it's not something you just learned. It's something you remembered. You already know the wisdom. You already know the answer. Something had to trigger it. Something had to spark it to remember. And that's what we're going to be doing for these 3 days. We're going to provide the initial spark, the aha moments, the light bulbs going off, the whatever it takes to get people to remember the answers and the wisdom they already have.
Yeah, that's wonderful, because it's, you know, that's one thing it does talk about is discovering your inner power and your wisdom, and that's something just like you're saying. It's so important for everybody to be just remembering that, you know, we have all the answers within us and being able to move on that. So can we go through real quick and just kind of talk about all these wonderful people? I mean, you're the first one on here. You got remembering your why, getting back to the real you. So I want to be a little bit of a synopsis of what's that all about and what you plan on doing with that part of the program.
Well, when you're done with me, after you're hearing me, you will remember your purpose here in life. You will absolutely guarantee know why you are here, why you were born. You will know your why, your what, and your purpose. And you could pick either all three or one of them, but you will have an understanding of the reason why you are here, other than the fact to be a somebody's child, somebody's parent, somebody's friend, somebody's employee, somebody's whatever. You know, there's a reason why every person is here. We all have something to offer. We all have value to bring forth, not only in our own lives, but to the world and to humanity. And when you wake up and understand why the reason why you are here, then you have the tendency to have a more fulfilled life, and that's what's going to happen with me. You're going to remember your why, your what, or your purpose. By being guided, and I won't tell you what it is. I won't tell you how to be or what to do or what it is. You will announce it to yourself and to everybody that's in attendance what it is, and it all will happen through a series of guided questions.
Okay, awesome. And then we have Kathy Kitterling. She says, as we go through life, we can become more identified with what we do for a living than who we really are. add to this pushing ourselves so hard, trying to be everything to everyone. If you feel depleted, overwhelmed, and stuck in your life and health, let me guide you to discovering where you are, how you got there, and how to recover, repair, rebuild, and catapult yourself into creating an amazing health life. So she's really specializing in the health issues. When it's like How I Met Me and how to go from what you do to who you are. So when she talks about the health health parts of it, so she's really, is it the health component for the weekend?
Well, it's part. It's two aspects for Kathy. One is she's a very successful pharmacist and has been, I think, for 20 years. And then and she was doing good, but she decided to have a greater understanding of herself, and because she did that, it catapulted her to even greater success, not only in business and not only for herself, but in all aspects of her life. And the trigger point was to have this greater success was to have a better understanding of who she is. Now, as far as the health component, that also, she, you know, to her, health contributes to success, and so she brings in the two. She ties in the two of having greater understanding for yourself and having greater and better health for yourself to contribute to the success that you deserve.
Yeah, because I mean, you know, especially in, I know it's with Chinese medicine, and they're always just, that's like the one thing that's really your abundance is your health. And if you don't have your health, you really don't have anything. And that's so true with
Correct.
People, you know, when they have challenges, they have to you. Okay, so the next one is Dan Dugo. And he says he's here to remind us that we all have some old programming and adversity to overcome. He says, are you ready to learn to be reminded how to program yourself to health, wealth, happiness, success, and loving relationships? Discover how to move away from the old and toward the new. The resources exist for you to create precisely that. And he looks forward to sharing that with the resources with you. So his is called Upgrade the Programming and Overcoming Adversity. So that just sounds like a powerful thing as well. So maybe a little bit about Dan.
Well, here's and I probably shouldn't be saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway. So he has worked with Anthony Robbins. And that's his background. That's where he comes from. He's shared the stage with Anthony Robbins. And He comes more from a rational, logical standpoint, and he understands that. I'm going to give you an example. The first 7 years of a child's life is probably the most influential time of his whole lifespan, because that's when you get influenced and you live by that influence unless you're awake enough to discard what doesn't serve you. So, but for the most part, most of humanity accepts that all that stuff is truth and they say, okay, this is what I was told, this is how it is, and therefore this is what I'm going to function from, either, you know, unconsciously or consciously. Well, and that's what he addresses. He comes from more of a logical, rational, maybe perhaps scientific viewpoint of how to address and correct old paradigms or old programming and up-level your programming, and that's where he comes from.
Okay, that sounds really great. The next one is Erin, is it Deidling? Deidling. And
yes.
She cuts the karma and gets on with your destiny. Karma is always just such an interesting, whether people, you know, move into that or not. So she says, our life is are determined with something outside of us. Is our soul in control? How many of us have had a plan even before we were conceived? Much of the human frustration we experience can be about not being on your plan. And how do you, I've heard that, you know, the difference between, I don't know if you've ever heard of karma versus dharma. And dharma is when you're actually living your purpose and being able to use it as a service. And then karma is just trying to keep yourself clean so, you know, you're not having to have a lot of debt one way or another. So that's kind of an interesting thing. So she said, how does our plan of our plans, our bliss, our dharma get derailed? We will spend time together exploring fate versus destiny. That's a wonderful thing to say. And cleaning up the energies that took you off your soul's path, getting on into a joyful driver's seat. That's wonderful because it's all about joy and being from joy. And when you're from working from that joy, you know, we've talked before about laughter yoga and all the wonderful things you can do to be really balancing yourself on the show. So that just sounds like a wonderful thing, too. So maybe a little bit about Erin.
Well, Erin, I know her pretty well, and I will tell you one thing. She has the ability and has combined Western medicine along with the metaphysical aspect. And she deals with big-time people in regards to what they're going through emotionally and mentally and even physically. But she's very gifted in the sense of the metaphysics and very intuitive. And she has the ability to produce or promote or support or enable or propel healing. And not only from a mental aspect through counseling, also by her energy. And she's a pretty amazing person. And being around her, you're going to be able to cut through the chase. You're going to be able to cut through the quote-unquote crap and actually release it and let it go so that you can actually move forward in life.
That sounds wonderful, yeah. So our next one is Javier Garay. I actually know Javier as well. It said, is your present situation a reflection of your life or a reflection of all the concepts learned? Where do these concepts come from? And is the information working, supporting, and enriching you? Every day, every moment, every breath that you take is an opportunity to improve and create a better life. Walking into your own power is also our own decision, and the opportunity is yours now. Accept the challenge and take the leap of faith in you. I think that's wonderful. So it's mask off, remove fake layers to find your truth. So what'd you like to say about Javier?
Well, as you said, you know him also. I love the guy in the sense of his purity and his gifts, his talents, his skill sets, whatever you want to call it. I know he calls himself a shaman, and I call him a healer. But beyond that, and here's beyond that, he also has wisdom to share. He also sees the layers of what individuals and humanity is going through and what needs to be peeled off to get through to the authentic self. So and I love the fact that he's part of this event because not only, as I mentioned, he's also a healer, but he also has the wisdom to speak to get to the authentic self of an individual.
Mm-hmm. And then our last one is Patty Blue Hayes. I love Patty. Of course, she's using all kinds of plant and seed metaphors here. She says, your mind is like a garden. You can either plant flowers or you can plant weeds. Learn how to cultivate your thoughts to change your life. Patty will lead an exercise to prune back the beliefs that don't serve you. You'll select new seeds to plant in your garden of your life and create a vitalized and vibrant mental landscape. And her program's called How to Become a Soul Gardener and Plant Seeds of Change. So what do you want to say about Patty?
Patty, she has gone, this is my words, she has gone through hell and back. And it's mostly her personal story is because of a marriage that broke up. And again, this is my words, you know, she hit bottom in the sense that she felt like, wow, I was in a role, I was doing this, I was a wife, I had a family, and the next moment it's all gone. And she, for her words, you know, she numbed herself out, you know, and just to get over the hump, you know, to get through the day. But eventually she figured it out. You know, she figured it out that she had to love herself. She figured out that she mattered. She figured out that she was important. And what she's going to do at this event, she's going to guide people that are still living in the drama or still living in the past or still living in pain or disappointment or sadness or you just can't seem to get over the hump from a loss. And it doesn't have to be just a relationship. It could be anything. But she's going to guide the audience how to deal with a loss to get to the other side, and perhaps even have the audience realize that there's wonder and awe once you get to the chaos, and once you get to the other side.
Yeah, there's sometimes they're our greatest teachers, and especially to have somebody who's, you know, there's nothing better than having somebody who's walked through those situations to be able to be a guide for you and helping you just to see it from a different perspective and give you some tools. It's a wonderful thing. So with all of this, there's also something free that you're offering. That's a free life purpose program that you can get even just by just go ahead and going to that webpage, you know, before you even would participate in the program. Do you want to talk about this, being able to do the life purpose program, the one-on-one life?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. But let me interject something here real quick. I just realized that there's another person missing that's presenting. His name is Todd Calder. And
Bob.
he's a business leader. He just recently became a life purpose discovery guide. He's certified, and so which is what I do. And but anyway, so he's going to show the audience how to consciously respond instead of unconsciously react to life experiences, especially in business. Because that's where he's good at. He's a leader in the business world, and he's going to guide us and show us how a lot of humanity reacts to experiences that comes towards them in front of you and whatever is going on externally, and he's going to show us how to respond instead of reacting, so that we can get more out of life rather than just live moment to moment in reactionary mode. So I wanted to throw that in.
Do you know what he's going to be calling his part of the program?
Something. Oh my goodness! Oh, actually, I do. Hold on for a second.
Okay.
Give me a moment.
Okay. Well, while I was looking that up, I'll go ahead and So again, going to the website, which is rewrite stories/evolution-fest, and again, that's capital FEST.com. And then you can go to the Life Purpose Program, which is free, which is your one-on-one. There's some different days that they're going to be having for show times. The next one's going to be on Thursday the 14th, so actually it's coming up in a couple days. It's at 6 o'clock. That's basically going to be available with that. So you basically go there, you click on the one for that program, and then you pre-register for that, and that's going to be something that you'll be getting with that. The next one's going to be Tuesday, June 9th. At 10 in the morning, and then the last one's going to be on Thursday the 18th at 6 o'clock. So it's something like that that's just pre-recorded, or is there going to be interactions and stuff that go with that, Al?
It's live, so before I get to that point, Todd Calder's title of his presentation is How to Be a Conscious Responder Instead of an Unconscious Reactor. And
okay,
to answer your question...
Responder.
Yeah, and to answer your question, I conduct a life purpose scenario. I give them a softer version of what I'm going to be presenting at the event, but they will know, hanging out with me, they will know what their purpose in life is for this, and it's free. It's a phenomenal experience for everybody.
Okay, great. So that's thing, and you can be, wanting to be participating through this whole thing. I mean, having that when you're walking in the door, what a gift, because it helps you just go to do a little bit deeper and wider with everything else that you're going to be able to be bringing into looking at your beliefs and everything else in ways that you've self-sabotaged or had defeating habits and things like that, and conquering any kind of limitations. So, Gloria, do you have any questions or anything you'd like to respond to with all these wonderful things that Al's got going on? She's got it on mute. You've caught her off guard here. But the bottom line with this stuff is going there to go ahead and be looking at the offer. And, again, Al's just got a lot of wonderful. So do you have any new books that you're working on, Al? Al, why don't you tell them about the books that you have available?
The one book that I definitely would suggest everybody to buy is Being the Titus Concept. That's the one, the three books that I've written, that's the one that keeps selling. So go ahead and get that Being the Titus Concept. And obviously,
and that's
you
on
and I
Amazon, right?
On the book. I'm sorry.
Amazon.com, it's available there on Amazon?
Yeah. Okay.
And do you have any YouTubes or anything like that for people to be able to go and check out?
Actually, I just uploaded a video right now, and it's on my channel called Illuminate Al. That's ILUMINEAO, Illuminate Al.
Okay, Illuminate Al. Okay, and what's that one going to be on?
It's going to be on Evolution.
Oh, we have
Fest.
To surprise and go
Matter
check
fact,
it out.
I just created it today. It took me like 10 hours, So go check it out.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, you know, live here, you get to hear about it first. That's really wonderful. So, again, really want to encourage everybody to go check out the website and just be looking at just ways that we can do positive change for ourselves. And it's so wonderful to have people out here who have gone through the process, really looked at themselves in ways that they can be assisting and serving others, and just really helping with the process of our evolution, being able to be just like in with the Transformation Cafe. That's what we're all about, is making sure that we're just being there to assist one another and empowering the world and just moving to a safer, healthier, and just more place of joy. So thank you, Al.
Thank you for having me. You rock.
Oh, well, you know, it takes one to know one. So there you go. We thank you all for joining us here at the cafe. And as always, I thank Gloria and Jamie for joining us. And we'll see you next time here at the cafe. Thanks for joining us.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.